I'm Eleonora Nuzzo from Rai Radio, Italy.
Hello, my name is Petra Kana. I'm from Austrian Radio.
Hello, Laetitia Bernard. I am journalist for Radio France.
Hello, Frédéric Solven from Vivacité RTBF.
And I'm David Naert from VRT in Belgium. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the latest edition of the EBU Radio Sport Podcast, coming to you from the EBU office in Brussels, where we've just concluded the first day of our annual Radio Sport plenary meeting.
EBU's Radio Sport Podcast.
We're going to try and tackle a difficult subject today: how to reach younger people with our radio products. I say products because we're not just making radio programs anymore. We're going on social media, we're producing podcasts, or at least we try to, or make grand plans to do so in the future. So let's try and find out if young people are still listening to the radio. And when I look at the audience ratings here in Flanders, there are still younger people listening to maybe programs or networks that are specifically targeted at them, but with the sports content that we're producing for VRT Radio 1, the mainstream information channel, our audience surveys tell us that it's not so easy to reach younger people. But I wonder if it's the case in other countries as well. Laetitia, do you have any idea what it's like for Radio France?
My only experience is a concrete example around me and, for instance, my nephews, etc., who doesn't listen to the radio and they only talk about YouTube and such platform. And last time I proposed to my nephew, he's 8 years old, I proposed him to listen to a speech I've done, sports news reader, and when I begin, he says, but there's no picture, it's boring.
Fred, can we go to you? With your regular sports programming, you're on Vivacité, which is one of the more popular RTBF networks, but what is the audience? What does it look like?
Yeah, the audience of Vivacité look like the audience of grandma and grandpa. So the average age of our listener is more than 50 years. But at the RTBF, we try to reach a younger audience with Tarmac, but it's no more a radio, it's just an app and it's just on the digital. And the only sport aspect they talk about is e-sport.
Thomas Bach, the IOC president, will be delighted to hear you say that. Let's move across to Italy. What is the Italian experience in terms of reaching a younger audience?
Yeah, Rai Radio 1, where sport contents are mainly or exclusively broadcast in Rai, does not have a young audience. There is no strategy to reach young people, but a lot of work is being done right now to define a strategy in this sense. What we do now is simply putting contents in social media channel, and Facebook remains the most relevant at the moment in this sense. We have a very little presence on Instagram and Twitter, but the most relevant channel is Facebook. And the most effective things we are doing is putting content in the form of video. A problem for us is the fact that journalists working for Rai Radio are not always able to produce contents that can be really appealing to young audience. They are not prepared, they cannot produce interesting, entertaining, and amazing videos, so that what they produce is just a report showing their face, so it's not something that can really interest and capture the attention of young audience.
I want to come to Petra from Austria. What can Austria learn us?
So here are the ORF Ö3 radio lock attempts to catch young people from the internet to the radio. We used to call it to seed. Earlier it was called to tease. So you throw the young social media users a bite, and to get the bite they have to listen to the radio. Otherwise the coverage is simply focused on young people. It's reported about sports stars like Ronaldo, Messi, Hirscher, von Federer. If they are not famous, then at least they must have done something unbelievable, unforgettable. Thus one tries to lure people in the direction of the radio and tells it in pictures.
A question I'm asking myself is, maybe we need more young people involved in trying to lure young people to audio content, because the older you get, the more set you are in your ways. And Fred, maybe you have something to add to that, because you at Vivacité, you are at least trying to do all sorts of things on social media, for instance.
Yeah, but the problem right now is if we try to attract young people at the RTBF, they want to work for us with social media and TV. The challenge to the radio and having young people ready to go to the stadium in the freeze during the winter and be ready to spend some time in the car to wait, in the stadium to wait, and maybe to start with small match, maybe in Division 2. Young people right now have no more patience.
But I feel that older people are not familiar with new technologies, with videos, and they probably think that these are not useful. They are not worried about young audience. They are not worried about changing their way of commentating over a match or presenting sport contents, thinking about how they can be appealing to young audience. I'm not at all worried about that. Rai Radio Uno is introducing younger voices. In our radio digital sport channel, for example, we have young people and young guests, which can be attractive, of course. But a lot of work is still to be done.
Laetitia, coming back to Radio France, is this a discussion that you have in Paris, yep, as well? And how do you feel the whole concept has been changing over the last couple of years?
That's really a discussion we regularly have. I think it would be good for the program, dedicated program for young people, to change our style. I mean, the way of speaking is a little bit different. We should find a tone more relaxed. I mean, stay polite, of course, but not forced to speak really cool or relaxed, because we don't use to do that, but just a little bit, just to try to be a little bit more cool.
And picking up on that, Laetitia, it's also a matter, of course, of not changing too much, because otherwise your regular audience might be chased away if you change the tone too abruptly. And I'm just wondering, wouldn't it be better to try and reach that younger audience through social media,
yeah,
clips,
agree,
and often involving video, of course, making it a bit more complex, but that's the way to go, maybe?
Sure, yeah, I think we have to propose a dedicated program on social networks and platform like YouTube, like of course.
The problem very often in my experience, certainly where I am, is staffing. The radio team for sports is quite a small one and is dedicating all its time to the linear radio output, news stories, live commentaries, set analysis, that sort of thing. But there's no time to do anything on social media. Fred, how do you cope with that at RTBF?
The rules is very simple. The journalist and the commentator team do their job, and we have a social team to transcribe the job, to change it, to adapt it to the social media. Right now, it's the best way we can do it, but it's not the best way to do it. We have to educate our staff to do radio, but in the same time, to be active on the social media, on the right platform, with the right codes.
And how is that going?
To be honest, during the last World Cup, the deal with all the people who go to Russia was very clear. We need you to have content and specific content to our social media. Everything was agreed before leaving to Moscow. On the first day in Russia, everybody was again agree. On the second day, everybody is tired. And everybody is tired until the end of the World Cup, so we don't receive anything from Russia. And that's the problem.
As I know, there's only one colleague in the ORF radio who's delivering a lot of material, and he's very engaged and successful, but he's only doing also doing the radio program, so I know that he's very close to burnout.
Yes, and I was talking to a colleague today about doing podcasts, because we're hardly doing any at the moment. And I said, we can do it if we skip the sports news in the morning and the evening and reallocate the resources. It's either or at the moment, but not and. And Eleonora, it's the same story with Rai. Eh?
It's the same. What I think is that in Rai, they are working hard, but they are not working in an effective way in the direction of appealing and enhancing the engagement of young audience.
And another problem I find, certainly for Bimedia company, who combine both radio and TV and obviously have an online operation, is that the specific radio sports content gets lost in the entire output that we do online, which is very much video-based, and hardly anyone is paying attention to what's happening on radio. So that, for us, is a challenge that I have not found an answer for. If you don't have the budget to hire staff to deal specifically with the audio content that you create, I'm wondering what that's like in Italy, Austria?
The same. We do not have a dedicated staff. We have some people working on it, few resources. What I found in what I saw is that once we were in the IBC in Paris for the European Championships 2016, and we were trying to put as much material as we could, and we prepared for the birthday of one of our reporters a little cake, and we produced a video during this moment. It was a surprise for him. The video had 4,000, 5,000 viewers. That was something really enormous for the Facebook page of Rai Radio 1. So I think that contents that are not strictly related to the spot match, because they cannot see the spot match on radio.
So behind the scenes look.
Behind the scenes, related to the sports, not to the personal life of the reporter. But even though this can also attract probably young people. And what I think is that also the content should be more passionate. Their description of the goals, for example, or the best moment of the match are pushed on Facebook several times and became some viral audio. So the more you are passionate, the more you can attract young people that are not interested in the match.
Be passionate, be creative, be original, Fred?
Of course, we are on the field for the sport and for the results. But sport is also emotion. During the competition, before and after.
And so if we never lose sight of those aspects, we might reach that younger audience after all, not through traditional radio listening, but just put our products or clips of our products out there.
Yeah, probably. When I was a young boy, the radio for me was on Sunday evening in my bed to listen to the live report of the match. It was forbidden by my parents. No, young people are no more interested to a full live report of the match, but if you can propose to them a 2 or 3 minutes report of the match, the result at the beginning, because they always want to know the result very fast, we can be a winner.
We actually did that as well during the World Cup after every Belgian game to conclude the program, to 2 to 3 minute highlights, sometimes with appropriate music, a song that added how you felt about that game. A challenging question for you, Letizia. You mentioned your nephew who heard you on the radio but said it's boring because I can't see you. So how are you going to persuade him that it's not boring?
You're right to say it's a challenging question. I've not solution, but my only idea would be music. Music, of course, and speech and interview, etc. But very, very tonic sound, very dynamic sound, but I don't know. In fact, it's just an idea.
Maybe we have to rethink a lot of our content. I'm not sure the young audience is interested in full match analysis, but maybe with big quotes, private life or player, what they are listening, and so I can join the Laetitia point of view, music.
Small sentences, but like percussion, like they say, oh yes, oh incredible, some words which provokes a reaction or which are original, I would say.
Emotion is the key word.
And that finally is what Sport on Radio has always been about. That's a great way to conclude this episode of the EBU Radio Sport Podcast. Thank you for listening. So what we've learned today is that social media has emojis and... So what we've learned today is that... So what we've learned today is that social media has emojis and Radio Sport has emotion.
Was that all right?
Yeah, perfect. EBU's Radiosport Podcast.